My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Check your flight. A system-wide problem for air traffic should be starting to clear up. I'm David Brancaccio. First, we're tracking what had been a widespread problem for air traffic this morning. The FAA has now allowed flights in the U.S. to take off after a halt that could leave residual problems for schedules today. The problem was the system that notifies pilots about special conditions or hazards at airports. For instance, if a runway were to be closed for construction or lights out. This is the Notice to Air Missions system across U.S. airspace. There had been ongoing pressure to overhaul this system, where important warnings sometimes get lost in a dense thicket of trivia, according to many pilots. Now to how you buy online. A growing number of merchants have been installing a Shopify Pay button. You may have seen it. It's a system that retailers can use to turn payment and shipping over to a Canadian intermediary. Now Amazon wants to better compete in this arena with what's called Buy with Prime. Amazon says it'll be widely available to retailers by the end of this month. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
When customers on an e-commerce website see a Shop Pay button powered by Shopify or a PayPal button, they can click and make a purchase quickly without having to re-enter their information, such as addresses and credit card numbers. Shopify says it can increase checkout speed by a factor of 4, and this converts more online window shoppers to purchasers. Amazon has been experimenting with a similar service since April in an invite-only phase with a select group of online retailers. The company says by the end of this month, it will make its Buy with Prime service available to all online merchants who want it. It will allow shoppers who already have a paid Prime membership to speed through online checkouts and get the same familiar Prime delivery services. According to Amazon, quickly signing up onto the program and offering fast delivery will depend on whether merchants are currently using Amazon's logistics, its warehouses, and fulfillment operations. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
We're tracking proposed regulations this week from the Biden administration to make it easier for low and middle income borrowers to pay off student loans. The changes would reduce the amount of money borrowers have to pay each month and let those who borrowed less to begin with get rid of their debts faster. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
About 1 in 3 people who start college in the U.S. don't graduate, and many of them are left with small amounts of debt that can be hard to pay back. James Quall is undersecretary for the Department of Education.
People who struggle their most with their student loans often are the people who borrow the least, actually, because they fail to complete their program.
The proposed regulations would let people who borrow $12,000 or less for their undergraduate degrees have those debts forgiven after making regular payments for over a decade. People who make more money would also be eligible. They just have to pay more each month. Still,
implementation of this is going to be crucial.
Mark Huelsman is with the Hope Center for College, Community, and Justice at Temple. He points out income-driven repayment plans have been around since 1994, and the burden of student debt for low- and middle-income borrowers is still real.
Part of that is just the sheer complexity in the system, and part of that is just because balances have risen out of control.
The new plan would cost $138 billion to implement over 10 years and won't affect the underlying cost of college. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Serbia has become a popular destination for Russian professional video game players and video game developers who don't want to be drafted into their country's war on Ukraine. There are strong cultural ties between Serbia and Russia, and no visas are required for entry. The BBC's Guy Delaney filed this report.
This courtyard cafe in the center of Belgrade's old town is used to international visitors. Former James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan was a regular when he was filming in the city, and 007 might be interested to know that in recent months, this place has attracted a sizable Russian clientele, and they're familiar with all kinds of weapons. That's because they're e-gamers.
Just judging by the real estate situation and the official numbers, we're talking about tens of thousands. Here in Serbia.
Sebastian Lega is the founder of 2G Nation, a Belgrade-based esports agency and consultancy. In the past year, he's been working with a lot of gamers and coders who've arrived from Russia and Ukraine.
The second wave came then with mobilization. They said, like, I need to get the hell out. I never held a gun in my life. I don't want to kill anyone. I don't want to shoot anyone. I code.
And this is the fruit of some of that talent.
I need to find the capsule with the blueprints.
Watt Studio is an award-winning Russian games developer and motion capture studio. But the team isn't based in Moscow anymore. They made their way to Belgrade soon after the invasion of Ukraine. And creative producer Marina Simkina says it's been a good move for the company and its people.
The most important for me, I guess, that like people start to help us immediately. It wasn't just, you know, the hospitality. We felt like we're a family or something.
This room is packed with Serbia's top video games talent. They're at a conference discussing Unreal Engine, the basis of many popular games, including Fortnite. Coders and government alike have been working to develop Serbia's games industry in recent years. And Maria Ilic from the Serbian Games Association says the influx of Russian talent may have come at precisely the right time.
There are quite a few very big companies coming here to Serbia to start their offices here. And that means for us importing a huge amount of knowledge that we probably couldn't see before.
It's been a tricky time for Serbia. Its refusal to join sanctions against Russia hasn't gone down well with the European Union. But the arrival of video games talent because of the war in Ukraine is a genuine case of opportunity coming from a crisis. Now it may be time to level up.
Sweet!
It's Guy Delaney with that report. He's with our editorial partners at the BBC. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.